It's 8:05. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. Happy Wednesday to you. Got a busy Wednesday ahead of us. Our Focus on Health show coming up in about 25 minutes. Right now, we're going to learn about a very special event for the first time. I learned is coming up after 5 years. 5 years it's been missing. That is the cleanup of the Boone River. I have with me in the studio live, we have Brian Stroner along with Sue Schmitz and John Laird. Folks, welcome aboard. Happy Wednesday to you.
Morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along. So we've been away for a while here, folks, with this cleanup effort. So, Brian, what's it all about?
Well, first started in 2007. It's a collaboration in between ISU Extension, Hamilton County Conservation, and the City of Webster City. Every year we pick out a different stretch of river, get volunteers, and clean it up as best we can. This year, we are going to be, this Saturday, doing a group cleanup from Riverside Park to Briggs Woods at 7:30 a.m. Everyone meet at Briggs Woods Shelter Number 1. We're going to be on the river for about 4 to 5 hours. We're going to provide food and drink, some t-shirts, but those are limited to about 50 individuals. And we're also offering a self-guided cleanup to where people can go at their own pace. We'll have dumpsters available at the 7B canoe access, also at Briggs Woods, to where if they, you know, say can't make it within our guided time frame, they could go, say, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, all day Sunday, and we'll still have bags. Cleanup bags and the dumpsters available for everybody.
Mm-hmm. This has been a very successful program. Of course, it's been kind of on a respite the last 5 years because of you know what, about 4 years ago, and the low amount of the Boone River at the time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't done this since 2019. We were just talking about that with COVID and then low water conditions for a number of years. Right now, the water's at that sweet spot at about 2.5 to 3 level for feet, and it's really good for canoeing and cleaning up. And so we're trying it again, Pat, be able to do that. And we're going to be shuttling people in a bus from Briggs Woods to the Riverside Park. And then also this year, Webster County Conservation is joining us. They've canceled their river cleanup on the Des Moines River and are joining us, so they're bringing a few canoes. We might want to mention we only have 16 canoes, a limited number of canoes that will be available. So if you have one to bring it with. That would be greatly appreciated. And we have a limited number of meals and a limited number of t-shirts, like Brian just mentioned. So make sure you're there early at 7 to 7:30 in the morning to join us. And over the years, we found some really bizarre things.
That was my next question. I mean, you found some rather interesting, unique items in the Boone River.
Yeah, we have. And I want to mention, too, Project Aware. Some of the guys from that are helping us this year, too. So they're bringing a few canoes in a group. And we found all kinds of things. We've found couches, washing machines, washers, dryers, cars, car parts, old safes.
Water heaters.
What else, guys? Help me.
A legit wagon wheel.
Wagon wheel, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Bags of bones, unfortunately.
Yeah, from a deer. Yeah, somebody threw their deer in.
And I would have to say the heaviest thing that I've helped lift out of the canoe is a wet sleeping bag.
Yeah. I think there was a transmission 1 year, if I remember right.
We found a transmission. Car parts. The very first year.
Yeah. Yep. And then some electrical parts, electrical things, different things.
Yep. Unfortunately, some drug paraphernalia.
Yep. Found a few of those.
And you did notify law enforcement on that.
Paraphernalia
issue.
Yep.
But the good things that
Give that microphone there to Sue there if you would do that for me.
Taken out of the river, John has the list of how many tires and other things that we've taken out.
Yeah, total of 816 tires over the 28 miles of river that we have cleaned up. We try and do a different section of river each year. Then the tonnage of scrap metal is 7.85 tons of scrap metal and 3.5 tons of trash. And I would like to thank the trash man. Chris Kehoe's been really good helping sponsor a dumpster for that for the last several years, and we have had it. And that's greatly appreciated.
Getting all of that out of the river makes it safer for everyone that enjoys
yep.
the Boone River for recreation and for the animals around as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm not sure a lot of the residents know is that the Boone River is one of the, I guess, highest rated rivers to recreate in the state of Iowa. And there was a study done years ago by Iowa State University that the Boone River Valley brings roughly 130,000 people to this area per year, whether that be camping, canoeing, fishing, anything like that. So I guess we're trying to put our best foot forward as much as we can. So when people from out of town who don't have experience here have a good experience moving forward.
Which leads us to the way you mentioned Iowa State University and Sue Schmidt's involvement. Iowa State's heavily involved with this cleanup effort coming up this weekend.
Right. We're part of the great planning committee along with conservation and the city of Webster City. And we've had people from Nature Conservancy as well join our planning committee. And, of course, Linda Wild also serves to help. We've got it down to a science by now, planning it this long. But it's great to always come up with new ways, just like we're doing a planned, organized cleanup and a self-guided cleanup as well. And there will be a QR code and bags. We get bags free from the National River Organization to help with, so we have trash bags. So it's easy to sort and get trash out of the river. And we also want to give a shout out to Rotary that has members that has helped with the cleanup as well.
And as well as the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, they've supplied, I think, 300 different mesh bags, mesh cleanup bags this year for the event. So just a shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Fine job by
this. We also might want to mention this is not a recreational float. We have had people show up some years thinking it's recreational. It's not. It's work. You get in and out of your canoe, and once your canoe is full, you're keep going to the next till the dump spot when we can unload. So it's not just recreation, Pat. It's a work day. Yeah. So we have had a few people show up and misunderstand that.
Yeah.
The great
surprise,
thing is
surprise.
Though,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The great thing is though, if you're not confident or you don't have time to be on the river, there's also opportunities to clean up at the loading point at the canoes and at the park.
Yeah, we can give trash bags so and people can go anywhere in the park and pick up trash.
We have plenty of bags mm-hmm. to help do any kind of cleanup mm-hmm. that you're comfortable with.
Yep. I guess I'd like to reiterate what John said, and it's not a recreational float. We must abide by all Iowa boating laws. I'll be in the front of the group. John will be in the back. And we need to keep a pace to make yeah. sure everybody gets to Briggs Woods at a certain time. There are things like, we might see a bumper sticking out of the bank. Well, that bumper, you could spend a little bit of time trying to get it, but the rest of the car is going to be attached to it, and we just don't have the time or resources to address that issue.
To help with yeah. that, did you also contact maybe like Tolls or Tony's Auto Service to remove those cars that were in the river?
Unfortunately, there's areas along the Boone River, especially close to town, that would require, a pretty large contractor with some pretty large equipment. And then you have to worry about funding for that, who's going to pay for it, and that's on private land. So if the private landowner doesn't want to address it, then I guess they don't have to. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, people have thrown things in ravines for years, and so there's some stuff people have just, like an old car possibly, and they've let it go down in a ravine. It's at the bottom. You can see it from the river, but it'd be really hard to get out of there. And there are just some of those places that are just that way, and they're difficult to get to, and they are private.
For sure.
One of the things I thought of, Pat, we found was a transformer, which is really bizarre. Yeah. And we loaded that, and we got that on in a canoe and brought it out. So there's been some good things we brought out of the river as a result of the cleanup over the years.
Mm-hmm. Quite a warning. Anything from transformers to tires and all in between.
And trash, all kinds of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Beer cans are a big one.
Yeah. We might want to mention, too, it's a non-alcoholic event. You know,
yep.
People, you know, that's why we have this option for the weekend, for Saturday, Sunday, on your own, if there's things you want to, you know, do to be able to float on your own time and it works out better for your own schedule. That's why we're doing this, to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or even if you and a group of your buddies want to go down the river, instead of leaving your beer cans on a sandbar, use the trash cans we're putting out. At the very least, do that.
Yeah.
Or better yet, just bring water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's all you can do. Or pop. Or soda, whatever you want to call it. So, again, we're talking today with John Laird, also with Brian Stoner and Sue Schmitz, talking all about this coming weekend's Boone River Cleanup, the first one in 5 years here in Hamilton County. And Project Aware, they've been going from place to place around the state of Iowa, but we don't know where they're doing it this year.
You'd have to check their website, Pat. I'm not 100% sure. Brian might know. I don't know where they're going. I know some of them have contacted me and wanted to be able to come to this event. And
this is
so
open to everyone.
Yep. Yeah.
If they're willing to help out.
And there's a liability waiver people have to sign. They have to check in with us at the Shelter One. There's some paperwork that the extension has we need to have filled out.
Yeah, just for safety.
And it's not for small kids.
No.
We recommend.
Due to the strenuous activity, we don't recommend anyone under 14.
Yeah.
And anyone who is under 18 will need to come with a parent or guardian.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your clothing makes a difference. So wear something that can protect your toes.
Okay.
Wear gloves, or at least bring gloves with you. If you might want to think about bug spray or sunscreen, we'll have waters available for everybody, so hydration shouldn't be an issue.
A shovel or a trowel or something like that, a spade.
Yep, we're going to have some of those, but probably not enough for everybody.
Yep.
So if you could bring your own, that'd be helpful.
All those things help to get materials out of the river. Mm-hmm. And some things we just have to leave. If you can't get it out, we need to be out of the river. We're shooting for noon to one, wasn't it? If I remember right.
Yeah, like
12:30. Yeah, 12:30 to one. So, yep. There's other opportunity the rest of the weekend. You could go out on Sunday and do that if you want to go back out on the water and get something. But we've got a meal planned, and people have to get going with whatever they're doing the rest of the day.
No swim fins or swim trunks at this. Just just put on some boots and just walk along.
Yeah, I like to wear old tennis shoes is what I wear. Yeah,
old blue jeans and,
yep,
and such.
Whatever
it is going to be a nice weekend, otherwise.
Yeah, be a little warm, so I'd like to get off the water, too, get off. So we're exposed to that heat in the afternoon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I should mention that this will be all in canoe-based.
Okay.
Yep.
We're not going to have a lot of people walking down the river itself. So I think John already mentioned this, but, we'll go down in canoes. You fill it up until you can't put any more into it. And then we'll have the two different dump stations to get rid of it. The one that is going to be close to 7B Ranch, the other one at Briggs Woods, and the Briggs Woods one is the end point. So you only have one opportunity within the whole trip to get rid of the trash in your canoe.
Yeah, and if you have questions, you can get on our website, mycountyparks.com, click on Hamilton County, and click on the River Cleanup right up on there. If you have questions, you can always call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's going to be a good weekend to do some cleanup along the Boone River. We've got another show coming up in a few moments, but quickly, we want to talk about some of the other activities. And Sue, you got some stuff going on with the Extension Service.
We do. We have ag leasing. So if you rent out any farmland in Hamilton County, our farm management specialists will be there today. And there's also one online if you're not able to attend today or other counties. You'll get a book with all the cash rental rates for the whole state and information. As well as if you have any problems with trees, bugs, lawn, we have Dr. Isles, who's head of the horticulture department, and Zach Schumann, our new extension entomologist, and Chelsea, who runs the plant diagnostic clinic, is going to be joining us virtually live to answer any questions you have about anything. That is August 8th, I believe, in the evening for an hour and a half. And also we have farm succession So if you're getting close, we have a lawyer joining us the first night. This is for the whole family to attend. August 22nd is the first night, and then the next, August 29th, a dinner is included in that. It's great for the whole family to hear the same information about farm succession and the options available, and then go home and discuss as a family what works best for their farm succession.
Indeed. So that's all coming up through the Extension Office. Of course, we have the Trees, Pesky Bugs, Lawn and Disease Program. As you mentioned, that's a week from Thursday, 6:30 until 8 p.m.
Yep.
And the Building a Strong Iowa, the Master Gardener Program. That's all, more information, just contact the Extension Office in Webster City.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. How about you, Brian? Do you have something to add to this, too, other than the cleanup efforts coming up this weekend?
I will pass that off to the gentleman standing out there with the national light out.
Yeah, we got Mr. Thumba back over there because we got that scheduled for next Tuesday evening. So that should be a lot of fun. We'll learn more about
Looking
that in a few minutes.
Looking forward to that night.
Better, you know, everyone go downtown on Thursdays for market,
absolutely
market nights.
And the sculpture event.
Yep.
That's tomorrow evening, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And, John, it's yours because what's going on with the Conservation Office?
Look,
a lot of good things.
We're just discussing what I had coming up maybe before the school starts again. We have a bike ride on the bike trail at Jewel to Ellsworth. Bike ride history tour Saturday, August 17th. We meet at the trailhead. Just off Highway 69, the north end of Jewel, by the fire station. You can park there on the back side or on the side. From 9 to 10 a.m., we'll bike and discuss the history of the railroad that used to go through and why Jewel Junction, or Jewel, which was what it was used to be called, is what it is and why it was located there. We'll look at the old foundation for the water tower that was there and take a ride down for a mile, then turn around and come back. People want to head on the rest of the way down to Ellsworth, that's just fine. But we'll turn around after a while and probably at Saratoga Avenue and come back. And there's also a wetland area there we'll look at, talk about. It's really neat because you can see what Hamilton County used to be like hundreds of years ago. Right on the bike trail, you can get a view of Anderson Goose Lake there, be a look at that. And that's part of why our river conditions are so dramatic. Now we've tiled all the prairie potholes that used to be here, and so as we get rain, water's drained off by the ag tile, and so the Boone River shoots up, and it goes down dramatically compared to what it would have been originally. So that's why we're always trying to find that sweet spot on the cleanup. But we'll be able to see some wetlands when we're down there on the bike ride and enjoy that. Then jumping to Thursday, August 22nd, I have a program at camp.
School.
What's that?
Eve of the start of the new school year.
Yeah. Yep. Geocaching, and I'll be at Camp Winoki, a fireside chat from 6 to 8. So if you have ever wanted to learn how to geocache with your phone, that's a fun thing. And there'll be Webster and Hamilton County Conservation with that program, being able to do that. And I think that actually Karen's got some old GPS units for somebody if they don't have a phone that has it. But most people do this on their phones anymore. And then, of course, coming up in October, I'd like to mention the Halloween events. October 12th is the Halloween event at Little Wall Lake, 4 to 7 p.m., trick-or-treating in the campgrounds. People mover rides there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, October 19th, it's hard to believe we're talking about October, it'd be the Briggs Woods Halloween event, 5 to 7 p.m. We have trick-or-treating in the campgrounds, meal provided by the Webster City Church of Christ at the Beach Shelter, kids' games there by the shelter, and then people mover rides going from 5 to 7. Big family event. Last year we had about 1,000 people out there. Just lots and lots of people.
Cool. So a lot of good things going on with the conservation, City of Webster City with their National Night Out, which we'll learn in just a few minutes, and some great programs with the Hamilton County ISU Extension Office. I want to thank all three of you. Let's come on out to Briggs Woods Park this coming Saturday for the cleanup of the Boone River. Anybody that has questions, just go to the Conservation Office, Extension Office, or the City of Webster City for that. Anything else for the good of the cause today?
Thanks for having us, Pat.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you,
everyone. Mm-hmm. Again, my many thanks to Brian Storner, Sue Schmitz, and John Lear talking all about the Boone River cleanup coming up this Saturday here in Webster City. Don't you dare miss it. Should be a lot of good, sweaty fun. Coming up next in a few minutes, we'll have our Focus on Health. Stay tuned.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you.
Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of